White House Sit Down. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden meeting this afternoon with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz as the two reaffirm support for Ukraine and solidify their stance against Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We made it clear that if he moved, we would both respond. And together we made good on that promise.
And the president thanked Scholz and Germany for the military and moral support for Ukrainians as the Russian invasion continues. This is the U.S. sends a new round of aid to the Ukrainian military.
A big chunk of this latest patch of aid for Ukraine, $400 million, is going to be in artillery shells. That's something Ukraine sorely needs. But at the same time, Ukrainian leadership is pushing for attack aircraft.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. White House Dr. Kevin O'Connor says a skin lesion removed from President Biden's chest last month was a basal cell carcinoma, a common form of skin cancer, saying the president will continue regular skin screenings as part of his routine health exam and no further treatment is needed. Former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh has been sentenced to two life sentences for the murder of his wife and son.
Before announcing the sentence, Judge Clifton Newman reminded Murdaugh of his family's history in the very courthouse he was tried in.
A lawyer, a person from a respected family who has controlled justice in this community for over a century.
Pointing out that Murdaugh has argued cases before him in the past.
You've practiced law before me, and we've seen each other at various occasions throughout the years.
Murdaugh addressed the court, maintaining his innocence.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Wall Street stocks rallied, climbing to their highest gain in 6 weeks. The Dow added 387. The Nasdaq gained 226. The S&P plus 64. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Republican senators traveled to the southern border to get a firsthand look at the surge of migrants crossing into the U.S. from Mexico.
Six Republican senators say they needed to come here to the southern border to see it in person. They did an overnight ride along last night, and then today they did a tour by air and water. They say they saw a stash house, a processing center, illegal immigrants being detained, including children. There was, of course, a big focus on fentanyl. These senators say fentanyl deaths are skyrocketing, and because the lethal drug is coming through the southern border and ending up all over, every state is now a border state. Senator Wicker said the stats do not lie. There's a reason we're seeing this surge. He says the Biden administration has sent the signal all over the world that there's an open border.
Fox's Matt Finn in Mission, Texas. Customs and Border Protection reported over 156,000 encounters with migrants in January. Some House Democrats met with a group called Rewiring America, which is looking to push green energy investments.
The stated goal of that group is to electrify everything, including stoves. They're pushing induction stoves instead of gas stoves, telling us in a statement the Inflation Reduction Act can help bring down the cost of those stoves when the rebates are available later this year. Rewiring America argues gas stoves are worse for the environment than electric and potentially harmful. To that end, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which kicked off the whole debate about gas stoves in the first place, is asking the public to weigh in on the potential dangers of them that could lead to new regulations.
Fox's Grady Trimble. A Houston man's gotten a ticket after giving food to people outside a library. A longstanding city ordinance restricts who can provide meals to the homeless. The ordinance has been in effect since 2012, but the city recently posted a notice at the site where the homeless gather that police would start issuing citations. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.